103.9 Proud FM. This is your morning with Richard and Chris. And joining us in the studio is David McClay, the editor of The Positive Side, a magazine for the HIV, Hep C members of our society. Canada's one-stop shop for all information regarding all issues.
All of that.
And you're celebrating your 10th anniversary, 10 years you've been producing this magazine.
So The Positive Side has been around for 10 years. The Positive Side is specifically a magazine for and by people living with HIV. Mm-hmm. It has a long history of kind of presenting practical advice on how to live better with the virus, and also letting people with HIV just kind of share their stories, because there's a lot of value in just kind of hearing what other people are doing and how they're like surviving and thriving, in fact.
I guess it gets really boring and pedantic to listen to experts always, like to have people that are living it themselves sharing what they've gone through and saying, this is how I handled it, this is what didn't help, this is what did, must resonate better.
By all means. And I think actually HIV is one of the first diseases where people living with the virus were really at the fore. We're talking about 20 years ago when we first were, the virus was first making its appearance in the community, where the people and the doctors didn't know anything about the virus. And so really the people themselves were learning as much and sharing information amongst themselves about how to live with it as they were getting information from the doctors. So there's a real strong sense in the HIV community of, we know what's really good for us, and we're going to like help each other live with it.
And that's really what the magazine and the organization Cadia is all about, is the exchange of information between people who are living with the disease. Because the magazine is, of course, published by Cadia, correct?
Exactly. Cadia is Canada's a source of information for HIV and hepatitis C. Mm-hmm. It also celebrated its 20th anniversary last year.
Wow.
And it was really, its roots were here in Toronto in a group called TIE, the Treatment Information Exchange. And what that group was these people back in the mid-80s, early 90s, who were just trying to get together and exchange information. It was really just to kind of build up that structure.
Hmm. Well, because back then, I'm sure there wasn't as much access to information. Like, there wasn't, the internet wasn't as popular as it is today. And people weren't talking about HIV and AIDS or hepatitis C because it was still kind of, people were afraid of it.
Well, it was a death sentence when it was first put out. Now people are outliving their doctors. But also, it's amazing to me because I don't consider it in my day-to-day, but little things like, I always do announcements on the news here at Proud FM when there's like an E. coli recall in food and that, because little things like contaminated food, not keeping up on your dental, all these things affect people with compromised immune systems. And unless you have to think about that, you don't.
No, it's very true. Though I think a lot of that, thanks to the effective therapies we have nowadays, people who can get access to treatment and stay on it do very well. Their immune systems are comparable to ours. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to worry quite in the same way. But, you know, it's not the easy ride that sometimes the media kind of makes it out to be.
Well, certainly in recent years, there's been a resurgence in infections just because some people think it's been cured.
Indeed, yeah. There's unfortunately a lot of misinformation out there, not particularly, but also among the young people who didn't live through that first wave of the epidemic where everyone had their friends die. And that's...
How long have you been the editor, David?
I've been the editor of The Positive Side for coming on 4 years now.
And you must, in 10 years of the magazine, there must be huge changes in just how you guys gather your information and even share it.
Yes and no. I mean, the base is always having people with HIV tell their stories, and so we still do that. I suppose the internet's helped some, but.
With your 10th anniversary, though, you have people you're profiling?
Yes, indeed. So 10th anniversary is always a time to kind of stop and reflect. And so that our thought around that was just to, let's go and see all the, check in with all the people who have appeared on the cover of the magazine, because every issue of the magazine has a person living with HIV on the cover, and see where they are now. And that was actually a really nice, uplifting and enriching experience for us.
Absolutely. So the magazine does come out twice annually. And where can people pick it up?
It's available through a lot of AIDS service organizations. You can also view it online at positiveside.ca or through our website, kd.ca. And so that's C-A-T-I-E.ca. And you can also, if you're living in Canada, get a free subscription to it, because all of our services are offered free to people living in Canada, including the magazine.
That's great.
Fantastic. And of course, you can go to the website, katie.ca, to learn more about the services that Katie offers other than just the positive side.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
All right. Well, thank you very much for having us.
It's a fantastic magazine. It really is.
Thanks.